Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so glad that you are hanging out with us. Noon to 3 Eastern, ladies and gentlemen. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we've got a lot going on today and a lot of new information, 15 days until the midterm elections. And we are proud to be your source for breaking election news. And we're going to be sharing some new polling data coming your way. Congressman Chip Roy is here from Texas. Also, Rita Cosby from WABC Radio is going to join us, as well as some disturbing news about Democrats going into nursing homes and convincing your elderly loved ones to vote Democrat. Our friends at AMAC are on the case, and we're going to be speaking with Andy Mangione a little bit later on in today's program. But I want to start out with some breaking news out of Florida, and we have this story and the photographs up on the website, toddstearns.com. We're getting word from Senator Marco Rubio that a campaign volunteer was brutally beaten in Miami-Dade County, Florida. And this happened over the weekend, and the photographs are just simply horrifying. And again, you can see them for yourself. And a lot of people say, Todd, why do you post these pictures? Why do you post this video up on your website? Well, the reason why is because you need to see it. It's just not that we're telling you, we're providing you the evidence. So you can see it's not just a matter of shoving this kid. But according to Rubio, he was out there. He was going door to door, and you've probably seen this happen in your neighborhood where someone from the candidate's team will be handing out materials, maybe leaving something on a door, and that's what they do. It's just a standard part of campaigning in America. So this young man was wearing a DeSantis for Governor ball cap, and he had a Marco Rubio T-shirt, and the kid's going door to door, and he was attacked by four thugs. And we don't have much of a description on the individuals. If we get it, we will share that with you because we need to hunt down these evil people. Anyway, the poor kid was, I mean, he was nearly killed. And he suffered a broken jaw. He suffered facial injuries. He's going to have reconstructive surgery to put his face back together. Also suffered internal bleeding. The young man is in the hospital right now. And he looks like, to me, like a college kid. Folks, this is unacceptable in America. But over the past several months, we have seen an increase in the level of violence against conservatives, against Republicans. And it can all be traced back to one specific moment in American history when Joe Biden stood in front of a blood red Independence Hall and told the nation that the greatest threat to American democracy was, in fact, MAGA conservatives. And that night, Joe Biden put a target on the backs of every conservative in America. Now, all I can tell you is it's going to get ugly between here and Election Day. No doubt about it. It's going to get ugly. There's going to be violence. There's going to be attacks on conservatives, and we have to stand our ground here. Don't be bullied and don't be intimidated. Be smart about yourself. When you're going out canvassing, make sure that you go with somebody else. Make sure you bring a baseball bat with you or mace or bear spray or something, but protect yourself when you're out there campaigning. Now, the Democrats are out there saying, oh, you know, our lives are in danger. No, that's not true. It's a lie. The only people who are getting beaten up are conservatives. The only people that are getting raided by the FBI are the conservatives. That's it. How many times do we have to see stories like this? We're good, honest kids out there trying to make a difference in America, trying to make a difference in politics, and they come under attack like that. This is heinous. Marco Rubio said that the attackers are animals. And I take exception to that because not even animals do that kind of stuff. These people are worse than animals. These people have no soul. Very evil what we're dealing with here. And folks, you need to understand what we're dealing with as a country. So let's say you're out in the woods and you come to a point where you've got like a bear, okay? And there's the bear, and the bear, there's a big rock enclosure, so the bear can't go anywhere, right? So the bear is cornered. That is the most dangerous time for you if you have encountered a bear in the woods, because the bear is going to fight to the death. And that's where the Democrats are right now. It's not so much a bear as it is a weasel, but still, they can cause and inflict harm. And the Democrats know that the jig is up. The Democrats know that the American people have said, we're done here. We're done here with the lawlessness. We're done here with the defund the police. We're done here with the open borders. We're done here with you whacking off our kids' private parts. We are done. That's it. No more politicking for you. They know that's coming. And so they're going to be fighting tooth and nail. And the whole point of what just happened in Florida is they want to intimidate you, and we cannot be intimidated. And the whole point of this radio program from now until Election Day is to encourage you, to motivate you, to inspire you, and to help walk you back from the edge. Because I know some of you are getting really nervous, and you have a reason to be nervous. I get that. I don't dismiss any of your concerns here, folks. But things are looking very, very good for the Republican Party. Things are looking very, very good for the United States of America. And that means the Democrats have become unhinged. And there are going to be more attacks like this. That being said, don't allow yourself to become a victim. We are to be happy warriors. That's what we preach on this radio program. No, we're not a religious show, but it's political preaching. That is the message here. We got to be happy warriors, but you don't have to allow yourself to get beaten up. You can fight back. But this poor kid, these four goons just attacked the poor kid. And the photographs look horrific. We're going to be following this story. It just happened a few moments ago. Marco Rubio sharing this information. And we're going to try to find out where the kid is and what we can do to help. Because I know our audience, we know you guys love to help. And we're going to do that. Folks, we got a lot of polling data to get through. Joe Biden opened up the White House, the Oval Office, to a transgender person. And we're going to tell you about that interview as well. And also, Biden's not doing good. Now he's talking about just dropping dead. We'll play some audio from that as well. Also, this is the final week of our radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom. And now's an opportunity for you to make a tax deductible gift. So if some of you are waiting until the last minute to make that big donation, and we're going to give you a great big shout out on this radio program, well, now is the time to do that. And you can do that by going to toddstearns.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. All right. Here is the question as we go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Are you intimidated or are you inspired to get out and vote on Election Day? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We need to be praying for this poor kid, and let's just hope that he has a full recovery here. He's going to have a long road ahead of him, but we're not going to forget about this young man. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit, AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns.
So let's say Trump doesn't run again. Convince Aunt Gloria that she should stick with you.
Well, I think Aunt Gloria should take a look. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate. But I think the best way to make the judgment is to watch me. You know, am I slowing up? Am I don't have the same pace as her? You know, and that old joke, you know, everybody talks about the, you know, the new 70s, 50s, and all that stuff. You know, I'm a great respecter of fate. I could get a disease tomorrow. I could, you know, drop dead tomorrow. But I, you know, in terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, does he still have the same passion for what he's doing? And if they think I do and I can do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me. They should encourage me not to go. But that's not how I feel. I can't even say the age I'm going to be. I can't even get it out of my mouth.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. President Biden saying that he was just going to drop dead tomorrow. Come down with the disease. We don't know what's going on with that guy. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. That was an interview President Biden did with MSDNC. And the poor reporter, it was really creepy. At one point during the interview, and you can watch the video. We've got the video for you on the website. Biden just like gets up into his grill and puts both hands on the reporter's shoulders. It really was sort of an intimidation factor here. But I want you to imagine if Donald Trump had done that, if Donald Trump had put his hands on the shoulders of a black reporter, what would have happened? Meanwhile, you have Joe Biden, who is a white guy who loved to pal around with the segregationists back in the day. Remember, he talked about being able to have lunch with all of the Dixiecrats. Joe Biden putting his hands on this black reporter, and nobody says anything about it. There was also another portion of the interview where Biden literally fell asleep. He like dozed off, zoned out right there in the middle. I've never seen anything like it. Never. Meanwhile, President Trump over the weekend is out in Texas, and thousands of people turned out for this incredible event, and President Trump decided to drop another truth bomb. Cut number 10.
I ran twice, I won twice, and did much better the second time than I did the first. Getting millions more votes in 2020 than we got in 2016. And likewise, getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country by far. And now, in order to make our country successful, safe, and glorious again, I will probably have to do it again.
Wow. You know, I don't see anybody. I don't see anybody on the Republican side of the aisle that can generate that kind of an excitement. I just haven't been able to see it. Even Ron DeSantis, who is going to be president one day, sooner, later, we don't know, but he'll make a fine president. But we are living in a very dangerous and deadly time. And it very well may be that Donald Trump is the guy who has to stop us or pull us out of World War III, which could break out at any time now. Did you see the report over the weekend, by the way? 101st Airborne has been sent over to Ukraine, and they're training alongside the border. And they say it's the first time the 101st Airborne has been deployed to Europe since World War II. We'll talk more about that later. All that to say, there are a lot of extenuating circumstances that tell me that Trump is the only guy to run in 2024, that Trump is the only guy that can get us out of all of this stuff. And it just becomes more and more obvious to me every single day that he's the one, which is why they're trying to stop him. And Liz Cheney, the J6 committee, it's all theater, folks, all theater. If there was any crime committed, if there was anything there, they would have already indicted Trump. That's it. So I know we're still waiting for the October surprise, and it could very well come any moment now. And that might be it. But I think everybody sees through this, that if, in fact, they do decide to indict Trump, that it's all about politics. That's all I'm saying. So my question, ladies and gentlemen, are you liking Trump for 2024? I like him. I like him for 2024 only because he's going to have to pull our fat out of the fire. I mean, we're about to hit some pretty tough economic times, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, when you look at what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, Russia now saying they've got evidence that Ukraine may try to explode a dirty nuke bomb on Russian soil. When that happens, all the gloves are off, and you could see the nukes start flying. So do you think Trump is the guy, and I think he's the only guy, to fix what's broken in this country? Convince me if I'm wrong here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, over the weekend, I was in Los Angeles. I flew out there. I was very honored to MC an incredible gala event, the 25th anniversary of Pacific Justice Institute. And they're doing some incredible work, not just out on the West Coast, fighting for our freedom, but they're doing so all over America. Governor Mike Huckabee was a speaker there, as was Charlie Kirk. And my role in all of this, whenever I MC, I just have to keep the trains running on time. That's all I have to do, Grace Baker. So anyway, I fly out there to California, and I decided, you know what? It's California. I want to sit outside, get some fresh air at this beautiful JW Marriott Hotel in Anaheim, which is right around the corner from downtown Disney.
Oh,
nice. So anyway, I thought, you know what? I'll sit poolside. They had these little, what do they call them, the cabanas?
Yeah, cabanas.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, it was that snazzy of a joint.
Ooh, very fancy.
So I decided to go out there, and as I'm walking out, I noticed these gigantic signs that are posted all over the pool. And I thought, well, that's kind of unusual because, again, it's a luxury hotel. It's not like Motel 6, right?
Well, I'm assuming it said something like no running, no diving.
Yeah, or, you know,
the basic stuff. That's pretty normal.
That's not what it said. I want to read this sign to you. And this is not like a handwritten sign. This is a professionally produced sign.
Like a metal one.
And apparently this is a problem in California. Persons with diarrhea and persons who have had diarrhea within the prior 14 days shall not enter the pool water.
Ew.
So apparently there's a big issue in California.
What are y'all eating over there?
It's all that avocado toast.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And the Impossible Burgers.
Oh, yeah. That's going to leave a mark. That's going to leave a mark. So anyway, what got me, though, they had all these families and the kids were jumping in the pool. And I'm like, I wouldn't put a big toe in that.
Not after reading that sign.
I mean, we all remember Caddyshack and the Baby Ruth, but I mean, this is next level. And apparently it's such a problem, they had to actually put a sign up, Grace Baker, telling people, if you got the Hershey squirts, don't get in the pool.
That's just common sense. Come on,
well,
guys.
You would think so. I mean, California may be lost. Maybe it's a lost cause. All that to say, it was very nice. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Thanks to you great Americans, MyPillow is an amazing company. And Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on his standard MyPillows. You get a standard MyPillow, normally $69.98, only $19.98. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products like MyPillow towels, mattress toppers, My slippers, so much more. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to get Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty so you know it's going to last, and a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting the quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 1-800-839-8506. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, there is chaos going on over at The View right now, the squawking magpies. I want to play some audio here. Senator Ted Cruz is on the program, and he is going at it. He is verbally smacking around those gals. In the meantime, there were a bunch of protesters who were in the audience. Let's take a listen to what happened.
Friedman explained that the United States inflation has one cause and one cause only. Inflation in the United States has one cause and one cause only, and that is when the federal government spends too much money.
Okay.
We have seen trillions and trillions of dollars spent by Joe Biden and the Democrats. Just last year, the federal government took in $4 trillion in tax revenues. Most money in history we've ever taken in. The problem is we spent nearly $7 trillion, and that's what
we do cover climate here, guys.
Excuse me.
We do cover climate.
Ladies, excuse us. Let us do our job. Let us do our job. We hear what you have to say, but you gotta go. You gotta let us do our job.
They weren't even protesting you.
Gotta let us do our job.
I couldn't even hear what they were protesting.
Well, I take back what I said about the Yankees.
Thank you.
Crying out loud. All that. Woo, testosterone. Woo, mercy. All right, we've got more audio coming from The View in a second. I want to go to the phones, though. 844-747-8868. Victor in Maryland. Victor, what say you?
Donald Trump has to run. He's the only one that can save us. And I've been thinking a little bit about the January 6th hearings. And I'm thinking, here's my thinking. He got the subpoena. He said he could say, all right, I'll show up for your hearing, but it's got to be live and in color. And I can see him showing up, and then the Democrats say, oops, we got technical problems. We're going to have to do this behind closed doors. So my advice to Donald Trump is don't even go anywhere near the Capitol. And my question is, why does he have to show up on November 14th? Why didn't they say you got to come before the midterms? Doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a trap, Victor, and the president. I think he's smart enough not to go down this path. By the way, Liz Cheney says the hearings, if Trump does testify, the hearings will not be televised. If I were Trump, I would say no live TV, no interview from me. Not going to happen.
Exactly. Just stay as far away as possible and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, I like that, Victor. Again, I know the president wants to get out there. He likes the spotlight. He wants to get his side of it out there, but that's not going to happen. They're going to try to trip. They're going to try to trip him up. They're going to try to get him in some sort of a. You know how they like to twist the words around. They'll try to get him, and they may very well be successful. But any attempt to indict this president and to arrest this man, I think it's going to spell bad news across the country.
Extremely bad news. And the one thing I really love about Trump, I love the way he does his rallies. I love the way he ad-libs. He reminds me of a guy I used to listen to on the radio, Gene Shepard. He wrote the book, In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. I mean, he just goes on and ad-libs, tells all kinds of stories one after the other. You don't hear this and like Biden does.
No, or just nothing. I mean, Biden was talking to that MSNBC reporter, and he just stopped talking. And we think he zoned out or maybe just fell asleep. And the reporter actually had to jar him back awake so he could finish his thought. He's just not there. I mean, the guy's it's an empty shell. But we got to play hardball, Victor. We've got to play hardball going into the home stretch here. Now is not the time to wither away. Victor, go ahead. One more. You finish your thought.
Yeah, and something's got to be done about Mitch McConnell. He's dropped. There's somebody running for the Senate in New Hampshire, and Mitch McConnell took away the money for this guy, so he can't do any commercials. Now, I can't remember the guy's name, but I heard this on a Boston station this morning.
Yeah, Don Bolduc is his name. He is running for the U.S. Senate, and it's pretty despicable what McConnell is doing here. This is a PAC that's aligned with Mitch McConnell, and they just pulled $5 million from New Hampshire for TV ads. And yeah, he's hamstringing the candidates is what McConnell is doing here.
Yeah, that's why I always call him Sing Along with Mitch.
Well, Turtle's got to go. I got to tell you, Victor, Turtle's got to go, and Kevin McCarthy's got to go. I'll explain why in a second. Victor, thank you for the call. Let me tell you something about Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. We have got to have new leadership. We've got to. We go in and we retake the Senate and the House, and those two are in charge, then I guarantee you the Democrats will be back in control 2 years from then. No doubt about it. Kevin McCarthy is not a pit bull, and we've got to have a pit bull in leadership. We need a Speaker of the House who is going to be just as forceful in ramming down our agenda. And make no mistakes about it, ladies and gentlemen, there's no time for compromise. We've got a country to save here. We've got a country to save. So now is not the time to play nice. We've got to take the agenda that we are sending them to Washington, D.C. with, and we should demand, every single person listening to this radio program, we need to demand that they shove that agenda down the throats of every Democrat on Capitol Hill, because the Democrats have been doing the exact same thing to us for generations now. We got to play hardball. And the problem is Kevin McCarthy is not a pit bull. He is a chihuahua. We don't need a chihuahua. We need a pit bull. We need somebody that will instill fear and terror in the hearts of the Democrats on Capitol Hill. That's what we need. We're going to be watching these two, and there will be plenty of time after the election to have these conversations. But I'm telling you right now, Mitch McConnell, he is playing dirty with the campaign money. That's all there is to it. He's playing dirty. And they're going after the MAGA candidates. Meanwhile, when you look at the polling data, things are looking pretty good right now for the Republicans. But may I say this, we're not 20 points ahead, and that's what we ought to be campaigning for. We need to be 20 points ahead in every single one of these races. And you need to have that mindset going into the ballot box on Election Day, folks. Got to do it. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Some big news, by the way. Dick Morris was on Newsmax over the weekend, and he says that Trump is going to be making a very big announcement right after the midterm elections. He says it's going to be huge and it will shock the media establishment. Dick Morris writes all about this in his new book about Trump becoming president again. It's called The Return, on the major bestseller list, and it predicts. And what's interesting about this book is Dick Morris has been somewhat prophetic because he's predicted a lot of the big political drama that's unfolded over the past couple of months now. Dick Morris says that President Trump is going to face three big threats when he gets back into the White House. Mike Huckabee, by the way, says everybody's got to get this book, The Return. Trump says it's fantastic. Newsmax says it's the political book of the year. Now, look, here's the deal. If you'd like to get a free copy of this book, all you need to do is go to, write this down, thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-NEWSMAX. That's 1-800-NEWSMAX for your free copy of Dick Morris's new book, The Return.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a little while, we're going to be hearing from the Justice Department. They're coming out with a major announcement about some sort of earth-shattering issue of national security. So let me go ahead and tell you what it is. They're going to tell us the Russians are hacking the election again. That's what that's all about here. So we'll keep you updated when all of that happens. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Just a reminder, this is the final week of our Alliance Defending Freedom Radiothon, and we sure do need your help, folks. Go to ToddStarnes.com, click on that ADF banner, and make your tax-deductible donation today. There's an interesting story out of Washington, D.C., an elite school called the River School sent a letter home to moms and dads. So they have a preschool program. Now, typically, Grace Baker, you're closer to preschool than I am.
I also have like a young brother who's so, very close.
So you remember preschool for your younger siblings?
Yeah, of course.
So what do they typically do at preschool?
They sing songs.
They sing songs.
They learn the ABCs.
ABCs.
You know, colors.
Oh, that's nice.
Stuff like that.
So they're coloring and, you know, nap time probably.
Oh, yeah, of course, the nap time. Got to include that.
So guess how much it costs to go to this river school.
Let me just take a guess. $5,000?
$37,000 a year.
Okay. A year?
A year. $37,000 a year.
I think my entire college education costs less than that.
So anyway, it's a highfalutin school.
Yeah, they better be teaching them ABCs in multiple languages is all I got to say.
They're teaching them diddly squat. So the River School sent home a letter to moms and dads this past week, alerting them that a male teacher was about to give birth to child.
Wait. A male teacher?
That's right. The school actually sent out a letter alerting parents that, quote, the male teacher's belly was already growing.
What the?
So it turns out that the teacher is transgender. So
that's a woman.
The teacher, yeah, she's a gal. She may be a Mexican man shoe wearing gal, but she's a gal.
He is a she.
So he's a she. So anyway, the school says the pregnancy is indeed unusual.
You got that?
Really? You think?
I mean, it's really not unusual considering it's a woman. But
so they sent this long letter to the moms and dads, and they said, hey, look, this is a learning opportunity for your preschool child. Now, what is preschool? What, 3, 4, 5 years old, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right in that range, 4, 5, 6,
four,
right
five,
there.
All right, gotcha. Yeah. So anyway, the school says their job was to dispel the notion that only women can have babies.
Oh, no.
So the school literally believes that men can give birth.
This is what they're teaching them for $33,000 a year.
$37,000 a year,
sorry.
Grace Baker. So anyway, I had a chance to read through all the materials, and this is really radical left-wing stuff here. I mean, it's off the charts insane, even worse than what you're hearing about in public schools. But clearly, there is an effort afoot to convince these children. It really is brainwashing, because I think children know. Even at a tiny age, little boys know that they're little boys, and little girls know that they're little girls.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
just basics.
That's why when you see the kids go to the drag shows, and the mommies, the little leftist mommies are trying to, like, you know, force their children to cavort with the kid, there's a repulsion.
There's fear in their eyes.
And a revulsion. But they're repulsed because they know this is not natural. So what's happening is that now the public education system in America, they're going into the preschools because they know if they have a chance to brainwash these children early on, they'll be able to win them over.
Get them young.
This is academic malpractice is what this is. They're indoctrinating 4- and 5-year-old children, ladies and gentlemen. And they're teaching outright lies. I mean, this is a lie. A man cannot give birth to a baby. There is no such thing as transgenderism, period. You're born a boy, you're born a girl. Just because you put on a dress, just because you wear a feather boa, does not make you a woman. And by the way, when you step back and you look at these transgender freaks out there, the ones that are going up to them, there was one that went to the White House, and they're trying to shove this agenda down the throats of boys and girls. They're literally making a mockery of womanhood when they do that.
Oh, yes, they are.
With the makeup and the exaggerated private parts and the clothing. This is all meant to mock women.
It's kind of insulting. It's also just like, you know, it's day 200 of being a woman. Like, this is what I'm dealing with. And I'm like, you know nothing.
And I want us to grab that audio for the next hour, because that dude, there was a guy, this dude who thinks he's a girl.
Yes.
And he got an audience, a private audience with President Biden over the weekend. And the guy leading up to it was talking about how he was, day 222 of being a woman. Now, it seems to me that if you're spending nearly $40,000 a year to educate your preschooler, first of all, you need to go see a therapist. But it seems to me, if you're spending that much money, you would at least want your child being taught by educators who have, I don't know, a rudimentary knowledge of human anatomy and biology, right? Would you not want that? But this is where we are in the United States of America right now, ladies and gentlemen, where teachers at an elite school in Washington, D.C. are teaching children that a man can give birth. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we'll have that story up on our website, toddstearns.com, and you'll be able to read that here momentarily. Folks, I'm telling you, things are really looking good here. We are seeing all sorts of polling data out there showing the Republicans are heading in the right direction, including in places like Arizona, where Carrie Lake and Blake Masters are doing incredibly well. Things also looking good in the state of Georgia. You folks there, Brian Kemp, far ahead of Stacey Abrams, Herschel Walker, fighting for his life right now, but I would not count Herschel Walker down. By the way, I want to play this audio. This is Joe Biden, and I want you to understand how radical the Democrats have gotten. Cut number 2, please.
Do you think states should have a right to ban gender-affirming health care?
I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that, as a moral question and as a legal question. I just think it's wrong.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the Democrat Party, the President of the United States, just said that he supports the medical mutilation of children in America. Now, you want to talk about extremist? That's an extremist position right there. I would be willing to say that there are a good many Democrats who would stand in stark opposition to the president on the idea that a child should have the right and should have the right to go and have this surgery where they are chopping off private parts. They are literally mutilating these children. And these are irreversible surgeries. Irreversible. Over the weekend, thousands of people turned out at the state capitol in Nashville, Tennessee, to discuss this very issue. And what was shocking is that even in Nashville, which is the buckle of the Bible Belt, in Nashville, there were hundreds of protesters out there shouting down people like Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire and Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, shouting them down and cursing at them. Unbelievable what happened in what happened in Nashville over the weekend. All right, look, we're gonna continue this conversation. 844-747-8868. We got to take a break here, folks. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today. 15 days until the midterm elections, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up a little bit later on this hour of the program, have you heard this crazy story happening in retirement homes, senior adult centers across the country, where Democrats are going in and they're signing up all of these senior citizens to vote for the Democrats? And many of these seniors are completely unaware. And in a lot of cases, their minds aren't there, kind of like President Biden. And it's a really tragic thing, but people are fighting back now, and we're going to be talking to our friends at AMAC, and we're going to be getting the latest on what they're doing to protect senior citizen voters. That's coming up a little bit later this hour of the program. Also, over the weekend, a terrible story. There was a shooting at a hospital, and before I do that, let me put a pin in that story for just a moment. We're following a breaking news story out of St. Louis, where a gunman opened fire at a high school today. We understand that at least three people were killed, eight people transported to the hospital, and the shooter is dead. St. Louis Public Schools announcing that a police officer on the scene was able to take out the suspect almost immediately. So we don't have any information on the ages of the people. This happened at a school for the performing arts. That's all we know at this time. So we'll keep you updated on developments there. The shooting at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. Again, Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. Any information, we'll bring that to you. But over the weekend, there was another shooting at a hospital in Dallas, Texas, Methodist Hospital. So some guy comes in and he guns down two nurses in the maternity ward. Now, the police say that the gunman, his girlfriend was giving birth, and so he went to go visit her, and then he got upset because he thought that she was cheating on him. So the guy pistol whips the girlfriend who's about to give birth. A nurse comes in, and he shoots the nurse, kills the nurse. Another nurse is shot as well. Fortunately, there was a good guy with a gun, a hospital security officer, and he was able to shoot the bad guy, who survived. As horrible as this story is, it's even worse because it turns out this guy has a criminal record a mile long. This guy was actually on parole and was wearing an ankle monitor when the shooting happened. And the police chief is beyond outraged over this. He said he's sick and tired of these criminals being allowed out of jail so they can go and they can kill other people. The reality is, if this guy had been in jail, which is where he belonged, and based on his criminal record, he should have been spending the rest of his life in jail. If he had been in jail, those two nurses would be alive. By the way, the two nurses were shot dead right outside the room housing all of the newborn babies. Can you imagine? This is what happens when you elect lawmakers who want to defund the police. This is what happens when you elect lawmakers who believe that the criminals are actually the victims.
But Todd, we just have to give these people a second chance. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Okay, yeah, that's great. I get that. But we're not talking about somebody who, I don't know, shoplifts a Snickers bar from the Wawa. We're talking about very bad people here committing heinous crimes. And we're letting these people out of jail. So I'm not surprised that this kind of stuff is happening, but this is what happens when you decide you're going to defund the police and you're going to treat the criminals like they are the true victims. Everybody deserves a second chance. You know who doesn't get a second chance here? Those two dead nurses. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, all that's going on, you got these radical tree huggers. And Grace, I don't know if you saw this video, but over the weekend, they were a couple of them were smearing mashed potatoes on a Monet in Germany.
Man, first it was, I know a couple folks used some tomato soup, I believe, and now the potatoes. Listen, talk about a food crisis. Stop throwing away all the good food.
Yeah, that's why they're doing this, is that they believe there's a food crisis. And I'm not sure what that has to do with Monet, who's long dead and gone, and I don't know. But it just seems to me that we're coddling these people. And I say, arm the security guards with potato guns. They're non-lethal most of the time, and they will leave a mark. But maybe we need to start teaching these radical tree huggers a lesson.
Yep, just take the raw potatoes, shoot it on them, then they're mashed potatoes.
That's right. Get a big old, that's it. You make hash browns.
There you go. Very delicious.
So again, I don't understand what this has to do. I'm still trying to understand the connection between mashed potatoes and food shortages and the arts.
Sorry, Todd, beats me.
All right.
Just because I'm a young person doesn't mean I understand these wackadoos.
Crazy. All right. So I want to play this audio here from this weekend. There was a huge rally in Nashville, Tennessee at the state capitol. Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire the whole point of this was to protest these radical gender surgeries for kids. So we're talking about the medical mutilation of kids. And we're not going to play the whole thing here. I just want you to hear what Marsha Blackburn was having to deal with. And again, this is Nashville, Tennessee, not Berkeley, California. Okay, enough of that. All right. So, and then Matt Walsh tried to get up and speak. Okay. All right. One other piece of audio before I explain what's really going on in Nashville. The other side, the pro medical mutilation crowd, it looked to me, and you don't want to, there's a certain stereotype with these people, and typically they have colored hair, they're wearing dingy clothing, they clearly do not practice proper hygiene, and they look as if they have actually been medically mutilated. I don't mean to stereotype, but that's pretty much the crowd. Anyway, one of these dudes, this is a dude who's yelling at a biological female. Now, this is a trans, so this is a dude who thinks he's a woman, and he's literally in the face of a woman. Take a listen.
You!
I mean, he was right up in her face. Right up in her face.
I mean, just so aggressive to see this. It's like, it, like you said, a man pretend, let's be real, a man pretending to be a woman, yelling at a woman. It's like, man, you sure don't treat women with any respect.
Well, if that woman had had a, I mean, there should have been a man around her step in.
That's true.
Because this guy was really, I mean, he threatened to punch her teeth in.
Yeah, he was harassing her, cursing her out. I mean, just
at
ridiculous.
At that point, somebody's toxic masculinity should have kicked in.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, somebody should have stepped in. The situation, the real men, anyway.
Yeah, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it. So let me explain what's going on here, because people are, I'm sure there's somebody out there thinking, wait a second, that's happening in Nashville, Tennessee?
I know.
What? That? No, Nashville has become radicalized.
Nashville is like the Los Angeles of the South.
It really is. And the reason why is because of the music industry.
That's true.
All of these in Hollywood, all the entertainment community has migrated from California to Nashville, Tennessee.
Cough, cough, Taylor Swift.
And it's the whole town's gone woke.
Yeah, it's just not the same. I don't, you know, it's funny. You look at Tennessee and it's, you got Nashville's blue and Memphis is blue. And the other day someone was like, Nashville's blue? I'm like, yeah, it's been blue, and it's very blue now.
Oh, big time, big time. And if they're not careful, and this is a lesson for everyone. I was having this conversation. Who was I talking to yesterday? And we were talking about California and how people are moving in droves out of California to other areas. And unfortunately, they're bringing their politics with them. And that is a big problem because it's turning red states like Texas and Tennessee. And it's going to take a little, it'll take a few more election cycles in Tennessee, but it will happen.
That's what frustrates me more than anything, because I'm like, you're voting for the exact same thing you fled. I'm like, are people just not thinking?
Well, they're stupid. They're morons.
I mean, okay, you're being, I was like trying to be nice about it.
No, I mean, they are. And they don't seem to understand the reason why conditions in California are as bad as they are. I mean, people are pooping in swimming pools at luxury hotels.
It's the, but not just pooping, but we won't go there.
Among other things. And yeah. And let me tell you something. The streets of Los Angeles, it looked like I was in the Walking Dead movie.
Really?
I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's not just homeless encampments. They're everywhere. People are literally pitching tents on the sidewalk.
And they're not tailgating.
No tailgating.
Because down here in the South, you're normally tailgating for a football game if you're doing that.
Indeed. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, Trump again hinting over the weekend in Texas. And by the way, thousands of people turned out for this rally. Unbelievable. Trump now hinting at a 2024 run. You think that's a good idea, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Ron DeSantis weighing in on the CDC decision a couple of days ago. And the CDC says that the China virus vaccine should be a mandatory childhood vaccine for school enrollment. And, of course, that decision is going to be up to the individual states. Here's what DeSantis had to say. Cut 7.
There's been a lot of questions to our office about the CDC potentially adding COVID vaccine to the childhood immunization schedule. And I know a lot of parents are concerned about that, because if that's on the immunization schedule, the fear is that schools could potentially mandate your child to get a COVID shot even if that's not something that you want to do. So I just want to let everyone be clear, you know, as long as I'm around and as long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision. That is your decision to make as a parent. These are our new shots. I get a kick out of when people kind of compare it to MMR and stuff, things that have been around for decades and decades. So parents, by and large, most parents in Florida have opted against doing these booster shots particularly for the young kids. The Surgeon General of Florida does not recommend this for young kids, for kids under 18. And basically his reason for that, there's not really been a proven benefit for that. I mean, we can get into some of the potential side effects. You don't even really need to do that. Not been a proven benefit, but it's a free state. Parents can make the other decision if that's what they want. The important thing is that school districts are not mandating this choice.
Yeah, good for you, Governor. And that's how you deal with that. And Carrie Lake said something very similar out on the campaign trail last week. Good for you, Governor. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. How concerned are you about voter shenanigans, as in fraud? Our good friend Wyatt Cox over at the Nevada Talk Network sent me a story from Pahrump. This is from the Pahrump Valley Times. A 77-year-old man who renewed his license at the DMV was mistakenly registered to vote. Now, this is why it's a big deal. The guy is not an American. He's a Canadian. He's not allowed to vote in American elections. It is the second confirmed case of an ineligible voter being registered in Nye County, Nevada. On Wednesday, another person self-reported the error and was removed from the rolls before they could cast any legal vote. That person believed to be a Japan national who was holding a green card, but again, not a citizen. And you wonder when you look at the reports of thousands of people being sent the wrong registration ballots, you really do wonder how many thousands of people will be able to vote in our elections in the midterms and what sort of an impact, if any, that will have. I don't think it's going to have that big of an impact, but if those races are close, and I look at what's happening in Georgia right now, I think they've gotten everything worked out, and I think they've closed up the loopholes. But if you're looking at a close election, there could be some issues here. Keep in mind, in the state of Georgia, early voting at record levels. Record levels. We're hearing the same reports in other states as well. Early voting, typically, that's Democrat. Republicans, by and large, go and vote on Election Day. So if you're looking at where the fraud could occur, it's in the early voting. And folks, I'm telling you, I truly believe that it should be one-day voting, and there should be some extenuating circumstances if you need to vote early. But just for the sake of convenience, I got a problem with that. We have something called Election Day. You know when it is. It's on every calendar. If you pull out your smartphone, there it is. It says Election Day. There's Halloween, Election Day. So it's not like some sort of a big surprise. You go and vote on Election Day. The more people vote in early voting, the greater chances there are that there could be fraud. And that is just a matter of fact. Do you have some concerns there, folks? Are you seeing things in your communities, in your neighborhoods, that would give you pause for alarm? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And we'll be taking your calls on that this afternoon. Well, folks, this is it. Only 5 days left in my campaign to raise money for Alliance Defending Freedom. And if you haven't already done so, I would encourage you to donate today at toddstearns.com and click on the ADF banner. Alliance Defending Freedom is America's largest Christian and conservative legal organization. They're in the forefront of defending your freedom of speech, your religious freedom, and government overreach like the Biden administration's gutting of Title IX protection in women's sports. But ADF President and CEO Kristen Wagoner says those changes are also impacting other areas of American life.
It's wrong to gut legal protections for women, and it's not just about sports. Yes, sports have tremendous benefits for girls. It's women not having privacy rights in locker rooms and women's shelters. And it's about the millions of parents and the kids who are in the public schools that are now being taught that there aren't any such thing as boys or girls. Being equal doesn't mean being identical.
Now, Alliance Defending Freedom never charges a dime to clients, but that's because their legal costs are defrayed by generous, tax-deductible donations from listeners like you. Only five more days, folks, to help. So give them a call, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. Or you can go to toddstearns.com and you click on that Alliance Defending Freedom banner. We'll be right back, America.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. So some breaking news to share with you, a couple of breaking news stories. There's been a big school shooting in St. Louis. We understand three people are dead, including the gunman, about eight people taken to the hospital. So we've got a story on that popping up over at toddstearns.com. Also, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, is expected to come out any moment now to announce whatever the big threat is facing the nation's security. I'm suspecting they're going to say Russia is hacking our elections. We'll keep you updated on that as well. But another very important story we have been following, and it involves our friends at the Association of Mature American Citizens. We are great partners with them, and we love all the incredible work that AMAC is doing. Ironically, last week we got a call from a listener who said they were concerned because their loved one, who was in some sort of a senior retirement home, had been confronted by Democrats wanting their loved one to vote Democrat, when in fact their loved one was a longtime Republican. So there is a partnership that's being announced with AMAC and the American Constitutional Rights Union to protect and safeguard elderly Americans and their voting rights. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from AMAC. Andy Mangione joins us. Andy, hope you're doing well today.
Doing great, Todd. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad that you guys are doing this. Are you guys hearing reports? Why did you decide to launch this safeguarding effort?
Well, we're following the lead of the American Constitutional Rights Union. They have been in nursing homes with their Bill of Rights that they use in facilities across the country to spell out exactly what the rights are for residents of assisted living facilities, residents of nursing homes, and residents of other senior living facilities. They've developed a robust website at centerforvulnerablevoters.org that we've joined in partnership with them. And you know, we as AMAC are the leading voice for conservative seniors, and we wanted to make sure that our members had what they needed to spot elder voter abuse fraud in nursing homes. And as you know, Todd, many of our members have loved ones in these facilities. And what the ACRU has done is bring some fraud that they've discovered throughout the country to light and kind of expose the problem here. And they've developed wonderful assets. As I mentioned, the Bill of Rights, the Senior Citizen Voter Bill of Rights. They've developed a guide for citizens and family members that want to protect the rights of vulnerable voters. They've developed an ACRU vote fraud hotline. And we're going to be exposing our membership, our 2.3 million members, to these assets and to these resources so they can be very well prepared as we roll into the midterms.
Well, I think it's an incredibly important thing that you're doing, Andy. And by the way, folks, if you'd like information, go to amac.us/Todd. That's amac.us/Todd. We also have direct links to all the information, this partnership, and you'll be able to find that information on our website as well. Andy, you know, I go back to the 2020 elections when you had in, for example, Wisconsin, you had nursing homes where 100% of the people were voting. It was just not possible because many of them were comatose, and yet they were still able to vote. Are you guys concerned about stuff like that happening in other places?
Absolutely, we are concerned. If it's happening, and if you look at what happened in Wisconsin, they launched an investigation and discovered that the voter fraud in nursing homes was rampant and abused, and this abuse occurred statewide. So we are very concerned that if it's happening in Wisconsin, it's happening in other states as well. And what we want to do is draw attention to what has occurred in the past and be proactive for AMAC members and their loved ones in these residential care facilities to spot elder voter abuse, okay, this kind of fraud, and to do something about it and to give them something to do something about it.
And Andy, we have to keep reminding people that we're talking about a senior citizen population that is incredibly large. We're talking about the baby boomer generation here, many of them now living in these nursing homes and these assisted living facilities. So we're talking about a voting bloc that could actually turn an election in some cases.
You bet, Todd. One of the largest voting blocks is comprised of Americans over the age of 50, and they are vulnerable to this type of abuse, to this type of words can't describe how outrageous what is going on in assisted living facilities and nursing homes when it comes to people walking in and confusing seniors with regard to their right to vote. This is their precious right to vote, Todd. This is something they believe in, something they've exercised throughout their lives. And in their golden years, it should not be abused by operatives on the left.
Andy Mangione is our guest with AMAC. And, Andy, I want to bring in one of our listeners. She's calling in, and she's actually got a story about her mother's nursing home. Donna is listening to us in Collierville, Tennessee, on radio station KWAM, our flagship. Donna, you're on the air with Andy. Tell us about your mom.
Okay. Can I mention the place or no?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. My mother was in the Memphis Jewish home. And she had dementia, although she wasn't terrible, she did have dementia. And she was 101 or 100 when they came in there. Somebody from the election commission came into the nursing home, and she told me about it. She said they came, or I heard about it, and I asked her about it. And she said, yes, that they called them in one at a time. And the lady was asking him, do you want to vote for this one or that one? She had no idea there was an election going on. And she said, well, I don't know. Who would you vote for? And I said, Mother, never do that again. And I told the nursing home, never take my mother down there to vote again. If she wants to vote, I'll take her. You know, and I did. And I would have to help her vote. But it's going on. It's going on today. You know, that these people are going into these poor patients that have dementia, and that's how they're getting their vote.
Andy, are you surprised to hear what Donna just said?
I'm not surprised at all. And Donna, I'm so sorry that your mother had experienced this. God bless you, and God bless your mother. And Donna, you could go to the Center for Vulnerable Voters.org and report that. You can call the fraud hotline.
I called places, and nobody didn't want to do anything about it.
Well, Donna, we're going to give you the place that will do something about it. And okay. Andy, I want you to give that website address again, and we'll make sure we have a link to it on our live show blog.
I'm glad to, Todd. This is the joint operation between AMAC and the ACRU, which stands for the American Constitutional Rights Union. They've set up a website. It's centerforvulnerablevoters.org. And when you go there, Donna, you'll see all the resources you have to report exactly what you experienced with your mother.
All right. Well, fantastic. All right. Well, Donna, we appreciate you calling in. And Andy, again, this is, as Donna just said, this is something that is happening in real time, and we've got to be on guard. And I'm so glad that you guys are partnering together to put a stop to all of this.
It's our pleasure. We are very grateful. We've been working with the ACRU for going on 2 years now on other election integrity issues. And this partnership is long overdue, and we're thrilled to be working with them.
All right. Andy, we're going to leave it there. And again, I got it. By the way, I turned 55 this week, and I'm loving my benefits and everything, the discounts I get at AMAC.
Hey, we're glad to have you, Todd. Anyone can join AMAC, and congratulations on making it to 55.
Thank you. Trust me, with my dietary habits, it's a shock, I know. But we appreciate the great work that you guys are doing at AMAC, and we're just proud to be partners. Folks, AMAC.us/Todd, if you'd like to get information on that. Andy, God bless, and we're going to stay in touch, and we want to know how things are going with this great project y'all are doing.
Thank you very much, Todd. Look forward to it.
All right. Andy Mangione, ladies and gentlemen, from AMAC. And again, that website, if you have a loved one in a nursing home, some sort of a facility, you're going to want to send them to the Center for Vulnerable Voters.org, the Center for Vulnerable Voters, VulnerableVoters.org. And we got a link to it on our live show blog, so you can go and check that out and report. And Donna, I hope that you report that local senior citizen center and let them know that we're just not going to tolerate that sort of thing. And I think Donna did the right thing when she found out about it. She said, "Hold on, you're not doing that anymore. You're not going to vote for my mother. You're not going to do that." All right, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming back, we're going to the phones. We'll be right back.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, I'm on the airplane. Where's Grace? Grace, I've got to share this story. So I'm always incognito when I go to the airport, because you know you don't want to, and you never want to complain because somebody's got the video camera. Yes. They're just waiting for you to So I'm always on my best behavior, except when they pull me aside, and I'm confessing that I do this, and this is probably not a good thing, but it bothers me every time I get pulled aside for the extra special screening, you know, where they take you to second base. Oh,
yes.
So, and I only say that because I pay for all this extra security. You know, I've got the clear, which is great.
Yeah.
And they scan your eyeballs and then you go in. But even now with that, they will target you. So after I scan my eyeballs, this red light comes on. It says, you've been pre-selected for this random screening.
Beep, beep, beep.
So random screening does absolutely nothing.
No.
Nothing. So anyway, I'm up there, and they put you in the machine, and they take pictures of you, and you have to raise your arms like you're under arrest. And I typically say over and over and over again, godless heathen Nazis. Godless heathen Nazis.
You do?
Oh, yeah, all the time. It is because that's what it is. I shouldn't have to give up my constitutional rights just to fly on an airplane.
In the States.
Right, exactly. So I'm recovering from this, I don't know, bronchitis thing I've got. I've got this nasty cough.
Yeah.
And we're soldiering through the program today. But I had to fly out to California, and it's not contagious or anything. It just sounds horrible.
Of course.
It's nasty. So anyway, I'm sitting there. I'm in seat 1A in first class, which is against the window. So I would take, you know, my little handkerchief and I would cough into the handkerchief. But you could tell, I mean, it was so loud. And you know, everybody's thinking, that guy's got the China virus.
Of course. Everyone's scared to death now.
So anyway, we're mid-flight, and I'm coughing, and I'm like, oh, geez, this is terrible. And the pilot gets on and says, ladies and gentlemen, we need to know if there's a doctor on board. We have a medical emergency. And I'm like, they're going to throw me off the plane.
Oh, no.
But it turned out to be somebody else.
Did they do an emergency landing?
Well, that's what everybody was afraid of. And, of course, we would have. But, you know, you're like, dadgummit, I got to get to L.A.
I know.
The flight's already been delayed 90 minutes. I mean,
How dare somebody pass out right now?
So anyway, it was somebody in the back of the plane. They were okay. And
good.
We got to L.A. and everybody forgot about it until we were landing and we were all getting off the plane. And they said, you got to sit back down. And the L.A. Fire Department comes on and hauls this woman off. So
whoa.
I'm glad she's doing okay.
You have quite the adventures on your airplane airplane trips.
It's insane. Just insane.
Mine are not typically as eventful unless the plane is just running behind.
So then the flight attendant comes over and says, we ran out of food and there's only one thing left. And it showed me a picture of what looked like if your dog had done something like that, if Merlot had done this, you would rub his nose. That's what it looked like.
Dang.
It was something called vegetarian curry.
Ew.
So there's
Sorry.
No way I'm eating.
No thanks.
I'm like, I don't think anybody on the plane ought to be eating that.
Disgusting.
So
no
there
wonder,
you go.
No wonder it was left over.
So
Nobody wanted it.
So the guy goes, well, we can probably scrounge up something from back in, you know, steerage. You know, like
what are they going to find back there?
A chicken salad sandwich, which was actually very good.
Oh, so, you got one?
So I could have saved $1,000 on an airline ticket and gotten a good sandwich, a good meal in the back.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk? All right, let's go to the phones here. 84. You know, I've just outraged all of our vegan listeners, but I'm sorry. Vegetables
yeah,
and
they don't
curry,
like you anymore.
Not a good mix.
Sorry, they stopped listening long ago.
Hold on. Vegetables and curry at 30,000 feet,
ew,
don't mix.
Ew.
All right. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. George is on the line. George, what's going on?
Well, I'm a real Trump person, and number one, I don't trust Kevin McCarthy or Mitch McConnell. My scenario for the upcoming midterms is the GOP takes back the House and the Senate. The House makes Trump Speaker. Biden Harris get impeached. Trump pulls.
Oh, so you think that there's a scenario where Trump could just assume the presidency if Biden and Harris get impeached?
That's correct.
All right, George.
We can't wait 2 years for Trump. This country is going to hell.
Yeah, George, George, you raise an interesting point here. Because the only thing that a Republican Congress will be able to do is slow the bleeding. They're not going to be able to stop it. Now, we've got a lot of big concerns facing us, not the least of which is either war with Russia and or war with China over Taiwan. And it looks like we're stumbling into that conflict right now. And the only person that can get us out of that is, in fact, Donald Trump. So maybe, I mean, if we're on the verge of a war with Russia, maybe that is enough to impeach the president. But right now, George McCarthy says he's seen nothing that has risen to the level of impeachment when it comes to Joe Biden.
Pardon my French.
Yeah, and you've kept it family friendly, George. I appreciate that. But you raise good points, and I appreciate the telephone call. And George does bring up an interesting subject, which is what do we do with Biden? Does he need to be impeached? Kevin McCarthy says, haven't seen anything that would warrant impeachment. I would suggest that there are about 8 or 9 things right out of the gate that he can be impeached on. And again, folks, hear me on this. We have to impeach Joe Biden. You say, but Todd, that's what the Democrats, that's right. We've got to show them that we're not going to back down anymore. We're not going to back down, and we're not going to play nice. And that's the problem with the Republicans. They play nice. You've got to play just as dirty as the Democrats. We are in a fight for the heart and soul of our nation, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden just announced to the world that he believes that children should be able to mutilate their bodies. Joe Biden just announced that he's about to do a massive gun grab. Joe Biden just announced that he is going to codify Roe v. Wade. So you better believe the Democrats are going to be fighting tooth and nail, and we've got the muscle, we have the power, and we've got to fight back. Got to do it. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. Just a reminder, this is the final week of our Alliance Defending Freedom Radiothon. We're trying to raise $20,000, and we need your help here. Go to ToddStarnes.com. Give whatever you can. When we come back, the Attorney General going to the podium now. We'll tell you what's happening as we come back from the top of the hour news break. But again, they're warning us of some significant national security matter. Whatever that is. Could this be the October surprise? We're going to find out momentarily. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us today. A lot going on. A lot of breaking news out there. We've got the school shooting in St. Louis. Several students dead. A number of people injured out there. The Attorney General at this very moment holding a press briefing and announcing that two alleged Chinese spies have been charged with trying to obstruct an investigation. So we'll keep you updated on this. That was the matter of national security that they were alluding to earlier. So all of you folks who thought this was going to be the Trump indictment, no, that's not it. That's not it. By the way, President Biden over the weekend giving some bizarre interviews. With one, he talked about gender affirming care. This is basically medical mutilation. Biden interviewed by a dude who thinks he's a woman. Cut number two.
Do you think states should have a right to ban gender affirming health care?
I don't think any state or anybody should have the right to do that. As a moral question and as a legal question, I just think it's wrong.
And Biden also said that he wants to force taxpayers to reimburse women for abortion expenses. Cut six.
Do you support a federal fund for individuals like myself who need to take time off work, obtain child care?
The answer is absolutely. But guess what? We need the same votes we need to overrule, to reinstate the decision that was struck down by the court. I mean, I do support that. And I've publicly urged companies to do that. I've urged them publicly as President of the United States saying, this is what you should be doing. I urge you to do it.
Okay, it's Roe v. Wade, Mr. President. He could not even remember the Supreme Court case that just got knocked down. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Honored to have with us from the 21st Congressional District, a man running for re-election, our good friend, Congressman Chip Roy. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Todd, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Well.
I am, and I know you've been in transit, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes. I saw your tweet, just so many issues to choose from when it comes to what is the most pressing issue facing voters in the midterms, and it's a dumpster fire every corner you turn here in this country.
Yeah, there's no question, and yeah, I'm in transit going around campaigning, going to go help Yesley Vega up in Virginia, and then go down to North Carolina with my friend Ted Cruz on his bus, helping Ted Budd and Bo Hines. We've got a lot we got to do, but you know, I can tell you what everybody cares about in Texas. I can tell you front and center, the border, wide open border, and how they feel in danger, and the fentanyl coming in killing our kids. But everybody's feeling with the impact of the COVID tyranny, what it's done to our kids, the extent to which they've been falling behind in their scores, which, of course, we all knew would happen after they were forced masking and forced to be away from school. But, you know, this woke stuff that you were just talking about there, about all these absurdities that's being pressed upon our kids, that's a whole nother thing that we're dealing with. And the president's reaction is pretty telling. I guess the closing argument for the Democratic Party is you must, allow kids to have forced gender identity changes going on in their lives. That's their closing arguments for Democrats. While inflation's running rampant, borders wide open, fentanyl's killing our kids, our energy's getting absolutely demolished by an administration that pursues unicorn fantasy energy policies instead of reliable energy. And that's their closing argument.
I'm curious, there in Texas, if you've heard any rumblings, any stories about Democrats, independents that are making the switch over to the Republicans because of the economy.
You know, I certainly, but let me just say the one thing I can say for sure. There was a great story in the National Review this morning or yesterday about the extent to which Hispanics view border security as the number one issue, even more than, you know, quote unquote, white voters.
Yeah, double-digit margins.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. And but it's not surprising to those of us who live in Texas. It's not surprising to those of us who spend a lot of time on the border, because all this divvying us up by race, that's the Democratic agenda. That's the Democrat playbook. They want to divide us by race. I can tell you, in Texas, we just want to have people be able to come together as Americans and as Texans to have a secure community, to make sure that we don't have cartels on our border, to make sure that we don't have fentanyl pouring into our schools. And I can tell you, the quote-unquote brown people, I hate that moniker, that's the left's moniker, they are for border security, and it's transforming the entire electorate. Cassie Garcia, Myra Flores, Monica De La Cruz, now Yesley Vega here in Virginia, and others. There's a lot of Hispanics who are being tired of being taken for granted by a Democratic Party that race baits for a living, that race baits for their political power, rather than putting forward an agenda that will advance people regardless of color.
As a matter of fact, it's also happening in Florida. MSNBC's got a poll out showing DeSantis has very strong numbers among Hispanic voters, and that Republicans have been clearly effective in Florida getting that message across. How do you do that? What is that message, and how do you reach other demographics, for example, majority-minority communities? What's the message?
Well, the message is the same message that you want to broadcast to everybody. Say, we're going to stop pandering. We're not going to be a government about pandering. We're going to be a government that's getting the job done for you. A secure community, cops on the street, the secure border that cartels don't control, stopping the flow of fentanyl into your schools, ensuring that we stop inflation because we stop spending money we don't have, making sure you can fill up your car with affordable gas or be able to afford your power bill, because we're not going to pursue absurd energy policies chasing unicorns. We're going to have reliable energy that, of course, is clean and is good for our country, but that is strong for our national security. We're not going to be going around pressing woke garbage where you think schools are supposed to come in and teach your kids about transgender nonsense and tell your kids that we ought to divide us up by race. We're not going to be about that. We're going to be about a colorblind society. We're going to be about a society that's doing the job of the American people. That's how you speak to voters. No one wants to be talked to on the terms of race. Nobody. That's just a Democratic playbook that they use for political power, to divide us by race. As Chief Justice Roberts wrote in a Supreme Court opinion, this divvying us up by race is a sordid business. He is correct.
Congressman Chip Roy on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. And, Congressman, the polling data looks great, but we've been telling people don't stop campaign like you're 20 points behind. We've got to just fight until the first ballots are cast, and then until the last ballot is cast as well. What is your message to the Republican voters listening to this program this afternoon?
Yeah, I have two messages that I've been going around in Texas and that I say everywhere else. And then I was out in Utah helping Mike Lee in Salt Lake City last weekend, now in Virginia, North Carolina, and when I'm back in Texas next week. Two messages. Number one, get out and drag everybody you know out to vote. We must win. We must win decisively. We must send a loud message that this radical agenda is not what Americans want, and we need to make sure we have a strong majority in the House, Senate, and send a loud message. Number two, on November 9th, we all get busy holding Republicans accountable, because I promise you, I've been to this rodeo before. Republicans campaign on this stuff, and then they go the other way. They start playing the game. They start doing the, well, what do we got to do to make sure we maintain power? And what do the polls tell us? Well, let's not talk about you know, withholding spending, they'll stay shut down, and then they go cry in the corner. Let's hold the feet to the fire of Republicans who campaign on fiscal responsibility, who campaign on securing the border, who campaign on energy reliability, and make them do it. Don't let them get away with the nonsense they normally put out there. That's our job. Get Republicans elected, then hold their feet to the fire.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said that, and we're going to do our part to hold everybody's feet to the fire as well. I think this is going to be a historic day for Republicans. I really do, Congressman, especially when you look at how many dumpster fires there are burning out there, and the Democrats are still focused on medical mutilation surgeries and abortion for everybody. Those issues are not anywhere on the radar of the American voters.
That's right, Todd. But just to be clear, a mandate against crazy, which is what we're going to get, a mandate for the American people to stop crazy, doesn't mean that's a mandate for Republicans to give us crazy light. We need to go out and paint with bright colors, bold colors, not pastels, to quote Reagan. We need to lead on freedom, lead on prosperity, lead on limited government. Let's expose the weaponized government going after the American people, the FBI, DHS is out of control, and IRS is getting empowered. Let's expose all of that. So let's expose NIH and CDC. Let's end the vaccine mandates. Let's secure the border. Let's get our energy freedom back. And let's make this country really strong. And that's what Republicans need to do.
That's it. And we got to stop spending like drunken sailors. We just got
Amen.
To. I mean, we just got
Amen.
To. All right.
Defund tyranny. Stop funding the very bureaucrats that are going after us. And then stop funding the very things you campaign against, comma, Republicans.
I love it. Congressman Chip Roy, I wouldn't mind hearing House Speaker Chip Roy, to be honest with you, but we'll see how things go. Congressman, we really appreciate your great work.
Thanks, Todd. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Now, that's a Republican right there. All this spending, that's what gets me, is that look, you're going to have establishment Republicans out there, and some of them are pro-abortion. You've got these pro-gay marriage, the pro-transgender Republicans out there. All right, that's all well and good. Fine, I get it. You got an opinion on that. But I think we should all be able to agree at the end of the day that Republicans were at one time a party of fiscal responsibility. We got to stop spending. We've just got to. All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. I love it. Chip Roy says this is a mandate against crazy. Do you agree? Is that the message that we're about to send to the Democrats and to the world? 844-747-8868. What do you want to see Republicans do once they win in November? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm telling you, I love Carrie Lake. I don't know what her future holds aside from being the next governor of Arizona. But I just like her steadfastness here, folks. And she was doing an interview over the weekend, and you got to love the drive-by media folks. They're always thinking they gotcha. They gotcha. And so they had a reporter. And the reporter you could tell that he had prepared for this moment. This was his moment in the sun. And so the reporter was asking Carrie Lake about the NFL. And what if they threatened to leave the state? Or what if they threatened to move the Super Bowl over her policies? What would you do then, Carrie Lake? Well, take a listen and see how Carrie Lake responded to all of this.
Let's jump then to the fallout. We know that there's been a history in Arizona with SB 1070, with boycotts in Arizona. We know the Super Bowl at one time was pulled over the Martin Luther King law. You would be inaugurated. You would be sworn in a month from the Super Bowl being here. If the NFL were to threaten, they're going to pull the Super Bowl if you do that, would it make you waver in your decision?
You want to tell me that a bunch of football teams owned by billionaires are okay with fentanyl pouring across our border at a record level, killing our young people. Number one killer right now is fentanyl, 18 to 45. It's killing a generation of people. If the NFL is okay with that, then they got to do some soul searching. I don't think the NFL is that stupid. I really don't.
So you wouldn't be concerned about that?
We want to make sure that we're stopping the cartels.
Okay.
No, I'm not concerned.
Okay.
The people of Arizona is who I work for. And that's why I'm here with you today, Mike. This is a job interview. This should have been a debate, and we are doing a job interview. And you, the people of Arizona, are the hiring agent. I will be working for you. And unfortunately, my opponent doesn't have the courage and doesn't have the respect for the people of Arizona to show up here, sit on this stage, and take these same questions. But I'm not going to be taking marching orders from the NFL. I'm taking marching orders from the people of Arizona who are tired of their children getting their hands on the most deadly drug this country's ever seen. Mike, I talk to parents all the time. The hardest thing in the world is having a mother come up to you and tell you that she lost her 19-year-old because he took a pill. He took one pill. He didn't know it was a fentanyl pill. He didn't know it came from Mexico, from the cartels. He's gone. Think about what we, and think about out there what you have accomplished since you were 19. There's no amount of money that can ever bring a child back who's lost his life to fentanyl. And the thing is, we don't have to have these senseless deaths. We're being poisoned by the cartels and the CCP. The communist regime out of China is behind this. And if you don't think that they can take down a civilization and a country over drugs, with drugs, then you need to do a history lesson. And you got to look at the opium wars. They brought down dynasties with drugs, and they're trying to bring this country down. I am a mama bear at heart, and I will fight tooth and nail to protect our children. I don't want to have to face another parent who's lost a 17-year-old son, a 19-year-old daughter, a 20-year-old daughter. We're losing our future, Mike. And so if the NFL has a problem with that, they're going to have to lick their wounds, because we are going to secure our border in Arizona.
There you go. Carrie Lake says, I don't answer to the NFL. I answer to the people of Arizona. And if the NFL wants to play chicken over the 2023 Super Bowl, she says, I can promise you that I win that game. And I believe her. Don't mess with the mama bears. I'm telling you. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston. Connor, what's on your mind, sir?
You know, I'm going to tell you, what did Sarah Palin say about a mama bear? You know, that's what happens when it comes to Carrie Lake there. I mean, I am such a huge fan of this person, and, you know, I think someday that would actually be, like, a very great pick for maybe vice president in the next coming election. But great, great American patriot right there, and I'm just such a huge fan of her.
Yeah, I will. You know, there had been talk about her, and she was on the show Friday, and we asked her about that, talk about being a vice presidential running mate. Look, I, as much as I like Carrie Lake, let's let her be governor. Let's see how the 4 years turns out. And if it looks good, all right, well, maybe the next step then. But, you know, 2024, I don't think is going to be that time.
That is true, my friend. But
and the same thing happened, and Connor, the same thing happened with Sarah Palin. Remember, she had just been elected governor, and then she became the vice presidential running mate. So let's let things play out.
Exactly. No, I agree with you there. I'm going to tell you, though, speaking of elections, when it comes to Republicans and this election we're upon us that's right now, you know, I need every single Republican who is going to be elected, once they get in there, to really scrap and to really start to create radical change in this country. We're on the wrong path right now, Todd, and we cannot go wishy-washy with some of these Republicans. I have great concerns about like Kevin McCarthy and some of these other little wishy-washy Republicans, and we need to make it very clear to them. They are elected to do a job, and if they don't do their job, they will be primaried. We are not going to just keep going down this road of just elect them because they're better than the Democrats. No, we need them to understand that this time is different. They have their shot here. And they're actually auditioning for their next election right here, because I will not vote for any wishy-washy Republican if they're not going to get the job done and fulfill the will of the American people. I just won't do it.
Connor, I'm of the opinion that right now we just have to get them in there, and let's see if they'll deliver on the campaign promises. I mean, if Carrie Lake governs the way she's been campaigning, then I think that that's she's going to be a next generation Republican. I just want somebody who's going to balance the budget and stop spending. That's a major problem right now, is that the Republicans are worse than the Democrats when it comes to, yep, to being stewards of the American taxpayers' money.
Exactly, and that could not have been one more well said there. But I'm going to tell you also right now, it's like we have too many Republicans who go up there and they just want to, you know, socialize with the Democrats. And, you know, like you've mentioned this before, they want to be liked by the Democrats. Can't have that anymore.
Nope.
Can't have it.
It is. It's war, and we've got to start doing our job and fighting. Connor, God bless. Got to run. Rita Cosby coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Some sad news from Hollywood. Leslie Jordan passed away, a character actor. If you saw the movie The Help, he was the newspaper editor, but was apparently very popular with some other TV shows, Will and Grace, among them American Horror Story. And I believe he was from Chattanooga, Tennessee, so he is a Tennessean. Anyway, had some sort of a medical emergency, crashed his car into a side of a building in Hollywood. He was 67 years old. All right, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a great friend of this program and an incredible radio host from WABC, our good friend Rita Cosby. Rita, how are you today?
You know, I am terrific now that I'm on with you, Todd, and boy, is there a lot to talk about in the news. My goodness.
No, there's nothing to talk about, Rita. I was just going to shoot the breeze with you and see how things were going. What'd you have for brunch yesterday? No, it's Rita, this is insane. And I want to bring folks up to speed on a story that broke in the early hour of this program. A Marco Rubio volunteer was brutally beaten by four guys yesterday. The kid's in the hospital, internal injuries, is going to have a facial reconstruction surgery. Marco Rubio says that four thugs told him, Rita, that Republicans were not welcome in the neighborhood. And I think this goes back to the target that Biden has put on every conservative's back in this country.
You know, it is so troubling, and I agree with you. You know, it's interesting. Whenever I hear people who say, well, I didn't necessarily like Trump's mean tweets, I go, wait a minute. Listen to what President Biden did when he did that. I call it the Darth Vader speech, Todd, when he was doing the, remember when he was going out there and he did with the red lights behind him, Todd, and he had all the, you know, he had the Marines and everything, and he said, listen, that essentially Republicans are a threat to democracy. MAGA is a threat to democracy. I mean, to me, that was one of the most horrible speeches. I think it is probably the most horrible speech I've heard in my lifetime from a sitting U.S. president. And Todd, you and I have covered politics a long time. I'm sitting there going, oh my goodness, I couldn't believe he said that. And that really opened the door. And today, even despite all of these horrible things that have happened with Marco Rubio, I think also in New York where I'm based, Lee Zeldin, remember there was the shooting outside his home. And then he was attacked on the stage too from somebody who wasn't happy with him. That was a mentally deranged person. But all of these increased attacks against Republicans and also everyday citizens continue to get ignored by the Democrats. And it really, I think, is also, you know, if there's any silver lining, there is clearly, I think the American public sees just how troubling it is. They don't like the vitriol against Republicans. They don't like the danger on our streets. And you can see right now Republicans are gaining ground because people are just fed up. They don't like this divisiveness, and they don't like the hypocrisy, Todd. I mean, that's the other thing. You hear every 5 seconds, and we heard heard it again from President Biden just a little bit ago. It's this mega MAGA. Trump is this. Trump is that. And people are going, well, wait a minute. You're the one who's spurring people on. And just as you pointed out with Marco Rubio, too, it reminds me also, Todd, of all those attacks on our Supreme Court justices. Remember all those, you know, protests outside their homes, that actual guy who was planning to assassinate Kavanaugh? And yet the DOJ, the Biden DOJ, was silent. And that is outrageous, and it's downright dangerous, as we have been seeing what's been happening with Marco Rubio's case today, too, as well.
Rita, I think it's fascinating what's happening in New York. We've been paying very close attention to the gubernatorial race. You've got Kathy Hochul going up against Lee Zeldin. Now we understand the polling data has taken a turn, and Zeldin may be leading in some of those polls. They've got a big debate tomorrow. What's moving the needle for Zeldin?
1,000%. It is crime and the economy. And really, I think crime here in New York, especially. You talk about huge debate, and she didn't want a debate for a long time. And she now is only agreeing to one debate, and it's sort of last minute. It's like a Hail Mary. And in fact, even over the weekend, you know, Governor Hochul came out with, oh, we're going to increase overtime for police officers. First off, it's too little, too late. Many New Yorkers are sitting there saying every day they're seeing somebody, sadly, you know, whether they're stabbed randomly or pushed onto a subway, the headlines are just all over the place, and it's right in front of us. And yet you hear Governor Hochul, it's this sort of tone deafness that we also hear from President Biden, and we hear from other Democrats across the country. And she has absolute control over the DA in New York. I mean, that's the problem that we've seen almost across the country. She could say DA Alvin Bragg, who's in Manhattan, who's one of the softest on crime DAs basically across the country, like Larry Krasner in Philly, you know, like in Los Angeles, you know, George Gascon. Yet she has the ability to say, I want to remove him. And she hasn't even chastised him. And so it's going to be a fascinating debate tomorrow night with Lee Zeldin and Kathy Hochul. She's apparently going to say he's soft on guns, and he's going to say it doesn't matter what kind of gun laws you have if you have a DA who won't enforce any laws on the books, basically.
Wow. Rita Cosby on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, host at WABC and nationally syndicated. You know, Rita, we see what's happening with crime in New York City. Now you've got all the illegals that are coming up from that are being bussed up there, and they're staying at these migrant camps. I know exactly where they're housing these people. I've been on that island before. Tell us about the camps, because these are not just pitching tents out there. These guys are living sort of in the lap of luxury.
Yeah, and it's gotten so bad, Todd, that, and as you know the area super well, as I know, and Randall's Island there, next door, by the way, is a homeless shelter. And imagine this, the people in the homeless shelter are now furious because they're about 350 yards away. They're living in squalor. Apparently, there's, you know, it's deplorable conditions, feces on the floor, flies. It's just, it's a horrible condition that they're living in. And yet next door now they see this beautiful and brand new tent city paid for, of course, by taxpayers. And it basically has 24-hour snack service. It has fluff and fold laundry. It has Xboxes. It has TVs. I mean, you sit there and you say, wait a minute, these are for illegal immigrants. These are illegal migrants who have come to our country that have crossed the border, most of them not vetted, that have been, you know, taken up to New York. And in fact, despite what Eric Adams has said publicly, most of them have come from a Democratic mayor, El Paso, because most of them were bussed from him. It was like 3 to 4 times at least the amount of anything that Governor Abbott sent up to New York. Of course, we only heard Adams complain about Governor Abbott because he's a Republican. Surprise, surprise, he didn't go after the Democratic mayor who sent so much more. But yet people are going, wait a minute, why are we spending all this money at this location for illegal migrants? And yet there are some ACLU groups and there are others like AOC and others of the squad who are saying we haven't gone far enough, that they deserve more. So it really has become quite outrageous. And especially, you know, New York so well, Todd, you walk the streets of New York and it really saddens me.
It's terrible.
I mean, there are so many homeless people. There are so many homeless veterans. And many people in New York are saying, wait a minute, shouldn't we be helping them? Shouldn't we be helping people in that shelter before giving this cushy fluff and fold laundry to illegal migrants?
And may I say this, Rita? I was there over the summer for the Talkers Convention on Long Island, but I stayed in Midtown Manhattan. And the marijuana, it's just unbelievable where,
yes,
you know, people go, it smells like the inside of Cheech and Chong's van.
Yeah, by the way, at every single turn, it's funny you say that, Todd, because I have not walked down a street of New York where I can't smell it. It's like
it's
constantly.
Terrible.
It's really scary. And what's scary, too, is it's homeless people who are smoking. It is people who are clearly kind of drugged out. And it's clearly there have been so many issues of crime. Crime is massive. And that's why, you know, the whole issue with Hochul and Adams and everything. There, Adams has come out and recently said it's a perception of crime. People are like, are you kidding me? It's not a perception. The reality is crime is up 31% in New York. And that is what's happening in many major cities across this country. And then you add the marijuana and you add the this. It is a cauldron for disaster, and New York is really falling apart. And that's why I think, you know, November 8th is so key.
Well, I got to ask you about Sandy Cortez. She is losing it. I saw the town hall where she's been shouted down at a couple of locations. And is she in trouble in her congressional district?
You know, she's still doing okay in her district just because it is such a heavily Democratic district. She is, the opponent is gaining ground. I will say that. The question is, you know, it's still, well, it's, you know, a little over 2 weeks. So can the opponent gain enough ground where Lee Zeldin has definitely tightened it in the Hochul race? The opponent against AOC has definitely tightened the race, but it's not, I don't know if it's enough. We'll see. But clearly, there is this tone deafness when you look at AOC. That image, Todd, of her dancing. There they are protesting. These are honest people who showed up at a town hall to, you know, complain in Queens and say, hey, here's an issue. Then they were in Bronx. Here's the problems. Here's this. And what does she do? Like, she gave this, like, Ricky Ricardo, first mocked them with, like, a
That's
Ricky
it.
Ricardo
That's
voice.
It. That's the you voice. Know? That's the voice.
You know, I loved I Love Lucy, by the way, but
Lucy.
I don't think I wanted to hear it from my politician, right?
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I Love Lucy was great. That was a great show. But it was like, oh, my goodness, this is somebody who's in the U.S. Congress representing constituents, mocking them, and then she's doing her little, you know, her little merengue dance. It was like, oh my goodness, it was incredible. But it just shows such a disconnect that they're laughing, they're mocking, and sadly, we're all living with just enormous inflation and high crime, not just in New York, but around the country.
It's kind of like the salsa version of Hillary's black preacher voice, you know?
Yes,
just
strange. Oh, when she suddenly did her southern drawl.
I'm tired, no way. All right. Thank you, the Chicago South Side.
Absolutely.
All right, Rita, very good. What's happening on the show tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to be talking a lot about new border numbers, too, because, you know, I've covered Washington and White House a long time, and what a surprise. They leaked the new historic high numbers of illegal crossings, and it came out Friday night, just before midnight. What a surprise, because the numbers were not pretty for the Biden administration, and it just goes to show how concerned we are and just how tone-deaf they are to what is a huge national security issue for all of us.
The queen of talk radio, ladies and gentlemen, RitaCosby.com is the website. Rita, always good having you on the show.
Oh, I love having you on the show, and it's such an honor to be on the Todd Starnes Show with you. I'm telling you, I love you, my friend. And everybody who's listening, you are in for a great treat every day with this man.
All right, Rita, take care of yourself and have a great show tonight. Rita Cosby, everybody, just an incredible program. And if your radio station doesn't carry Rita Cosby, give them a call and say, you got to carry Rita. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, going right to the phones, Ed in Nevada is coming up, 844-747-8868. By the way, Rita mentioned those numbers. More than 2 million people so far have crossed the border into this country. The numbers are off the charts, historic numbers. By the way, folks, now more than ever, so important for you to support our friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. And they're supporting organizations that are fighting for causes that we care about. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now and use my promo code, you will get free activation and a free gift. They have plans to fit any budget, and they also offer residential and business service. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. We'll be right back, America. Oh, this is terrible. This is a horrible story. So Leslie Jordan, the guy from Will and Grace and The Help, and a few other, I think it was an American Horror Story, but I don't watch that stuff. But I do remember him from The Help. He was that really short little fellow with the high Southern accent.
Oh.
The high-pitched Southern accent. He was a kind of a comedian, a kind
I've
of
seen
a character
him in
actor.
Stuff.
So anyway, so he dies. Within 24 hours, this happened. So he's posting a social media video where he is singing a gospel song when the role is called Up Yonder.
No.
And then he has a medical emergency and he crashes the car and he dies.
Oh, gosh.
So I guess his role was called Up Yonder.
Oh, my
It was just
gosh.
Terrible. Oh, just, well, anyway.
That is terrible.
I hope, well, as long as your name is on the roll Up Yonder, you'll be there.
That's
as
true.
As the songwriter said, that's just
That is
terrible.
Very true, Todd.
Oh, geez, Alou. All right. Let's go to the phones. Wow. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Ed in Nevada wants to talk about the Republicans. Ed, what's on your mind? And thanks for holding on.
Well, quite a bit, Todd. You're doing good. I get the feeling of 1994 again, only this time it's more dangerous. We're on the precipice now, a quarter of a century later. And we can't just go in and have the Republicans take over like I think they're poised to do. They're going to take over governorships, the House, the Senate. They have to. But then, as Steve Bannon says, Todd, we got to have the dogfight right there. We've got to get rid of McCarthy and McConnell. They have got to go. There's no negotiation here. And then they got to move in, and like they're saying, there's a memo floating around with the candidates to not have business as usual. That has to go. And we are on the precipice, and we have to find a way to corral Biden for his next 2 years. He's the illegitimate president, and that's the other reason I called you, Todd. I really appreciate you running the MyPillow ads, but how about some from frankspeech.com, you know, Mike Lindell's website, that's getting the word out on all this vote fraud and all of the arrests and them going after MAGA people like Steve Bannon, like Donald Trump himself with Mar-a-Lago. We are banana republic status right now, and something has to happen. And Mike Lindell is doing it at frankspeech.com. I'm hoping you'll bring him on.
Well, Mike's been a regular guest on the program, Ed, and he's a personal friend.
Yeah, but you know he's got Lou Dobbs on his Lindell TV network and several others. You know, the two black gals, they're Diamond and Silk. They're on there with TV shows now, that is, not talk shows as such. But what I'm getting at, that slate of information, I'm not hearing that talked about by the Hannitys and the what have you on the radio networks. I know you do get into it. Yes, I have heard Mike on your show. I've only heard you a couple of times. I like the show, and that's why I thought to call and to bring up some of these things about the comparison to 1994. But now we've got vote fraud going on. It says in the Constitution the consent of the governed. That consent is reflected by the vote. If we have to go with computer voting and voting for a month instead of on voting day, we're in trouble. And
oh, no doubt about that.
Years.
And we were talking about that earlier in the program. I think, aside from extenuating circumstances, everyone should go and vote on election day. There's no reason why we cannot do that. None whatsoever. Ed, I hate to do this. The computer is going to cut us off. But I want you to give us a holler back, Ed. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network. And no, we got Mike on. We've had Diamond and Silk on a lot. But we got a lot of people wanting to come on the program, and, we try to get everybody on as best we can here, so just bear with us. Folks, it's been a very busy, action-packed Monday. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. In the meantime, do not forget our Radiothon final week, ToddStearns.com. Help us out. We'd love to be able to go out with a big bang here on this fundraising effort for Alliance Defending Freedom. And you can donate at ToddStearns.com. You just click on that big banner at the top. All right, folks, you get out there. Be good, America. And don't forget, we got an election coming up.